Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Three Good Things Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob Vernon, and boy, oh boy, is it a good day to have a good day. And I hope you are having a good day. I know that I am. So, today, we're going to continue on the anxiety tip. We're going to still talk about that. We're going to walk through some of those things. But today, I'm going to introduce you to a concept. We'll call it post-goal, right? So if you have a goal, you have a goal for today, a goal for this hour, whatever it is, for this minute, if you didn't start the day with a single goal, create one and try to meet it before your head hits the pillow today. If you started the day with a goal and you met it, fantastic. Excellent fucking work. You did good. You did exactly what you should have. Don't cheat yourself. Right? Because when you cheat yourself, you beat yourself. That's the problem. And you can kill yourself in that shit. Right? You can destroy yourself or you can lift yourself up. So you make the choice. But when I say post goal, post is an acronym. Goal is the end result. So you have priorities. That's a P. Right? You have objectives, you have strategies, and you have tactics. Priorities, objectives, strategies, and tactics. So if you, all of these equal the goal. So if you determine what your priorities are, and then throughout the day, develop in your mind objectives to meet, and then figure out a strategy to meet them, and utilize the tactics to meet those things, at the end of the day, you'll meet your goal. Now, this might be simple. I am not going to consume any sugar today. Easy goal, right? It's not easy. But it's simple, isn't it? So what are the priorities? Staying away from places that you can get sugar treats from. Excuse you. Staying away from places that serve sugar treats or getting rid of some of the stuff out of your house. Okay, what are the strategies? Well, the priorities are not avoiding or avoiding sugar. The strategies are staying away from sugared places where sugar is served or getting the sugared treats out of your home. So then these become, the priorities, then the strategies, that becomes the tactics, right? So the objective, all these things work together. So priorities, not eating sugar, objectives, to stay away from sugar treats, strategies, don't go anywhere where there's sugar being served or sugared sweets or treats being served, and tactics, say no when something is presented to you or ignore the stuff in the convenience store or at Starbucks or wherever. That's the goal. That's how you meet the goal. You don't want to eat any sugar today. But if you put these things in your mind, if you put whatever the priorities, the objectives, the strategies, and tactics are in your mind, when you set down the goal, that's how you remove anxiety. That reroutes the signal of the alarm bells away from your head, away from your heart, away from your nervous feet and your nervous hands and your kicking legs and all of that shit, and it removes all of it and reroutes it to the better part of your brain. And it makes that excellence that you're striving for a habit. The goal every day is to put a small brick on the wall of habit building so that you continually build a big wall around yourself to keep the bad stuff out. Now, whether that's overthinking, whether that's overeating, whether that's overdrinking, whatever it is, whatever too much means, whatever overdone means, whatever that is in your heart, your mind, and your head, that's you have to determine that, right? But when we talk about creating a situation to meet goals, creating a system to meet goals, or a process, because process, listen, I know process is boring and process and systems are boring, but let me tell you, that's how your brain fucking works, okay? your brain is a processor. It is a, it's not a, your meat computer is a processor, and it is a serial processor, does things in line. So if this, then that is how your brain works. And it's, it works that way to keep you protected and safe. It does not give a shit whether or not you are happy or at least sated or satisfied with your life. It doesn't care. You have to care about that. You have to take action. You have to make a decision to do the things that are required in order to facilitate your own happiness. So the goal is what today? The goal is go for a walk, get 5,000 steps, 10,000 steps. All right? So what does it mean? What are the priorities? Priorities are walking. So I have to leave the house. I have to go outside. I have to get on the treadmill. Whatever that means, those are the priorities. I have to find a walk. I have to walk. What are the objectives? Finding good shoes, getting the right clothing if I'm going outside, whatever that is, whatever that means for you. So that's fine. So I've got the objectives. I've got the priorities. I've got the objectives. What are the strategies? Good, comfortable shoes. I stretch enough. I feel comfortable walking. Nothing hurts, and I'm not going to hurt anything. What are the tactics? Just going to walk on flat ground for a half a mile in each direction and keep track of the steps using my step counter, using my Fitbit, using my Apple Watch, whatever you use, right? Then you meet the goal. So your priorities, your objectives, your strategies, and your tactics equal your goal. Now, they may all, the post may shove into one quick decision. You know what? I really want a milkshake from my favorite diner. You know what you do? You drive past the diner because you don't really need that milkshake. Or you really want to go to the bar and get shithouse drunk. Drive by the bar. That's all that you can do. But you've met the goal of not taking a drink today. You've met the goal of not eating bad food today. You've ignored that bag of potato chips in your closet or your pantry. You've ignored it. You ignore it, that's the post, and you've met the goal. That's the system, and it's already been met. Because you make those decisions at once. I don't want it, it will make me feel bad, I won't feel good afterwards. It's only the first couple of chips, it's only the first couple of bites of things that actually taste good anyway. By the time I'm all the way through it, I feel like hammered shit, so I'm not going to continue to do that. Ergo, we're done. So not doing what you don't want to do and what you know is not good for you is exactly what you should do, right? Exactly what you should do to be successful and to meet your goals. And so when I talk about meeting goals, that's what I mean. I mean meeting goals. I mean doing the things that are the right thing to do for you and for your goals. It's not, it needn't be complicated. Sometimes it just is complicated, but it doesn't have to be. And I say that because I know for sure that we don't want to get ourselves into a spot where we continually fail to meet our goals and we let ourselves down and the brain takes over again and it's trying to keep you safe while you're trying to make yourself happy and satisfied you're trying to feel some sense of achievement because your brain, once again, gives less than a shit about your happiness and your achievements. It cares about safety. And if safety means adding extra calories because you are freaked out about your alarm bells are going off because there's food insecurity in Gaza, because you've taken in that media and you're worried about that and that has triggered in you some kind of fear, okay? And I have a love-hate relationship with acronyms, but I know that they work. So I think it's important to say fear, it has its own set of acronyms. Face everything and rise, or fuck everything and run. There's a time to rise and a time to run. Right now, low speed, easy to reach, low bar kind of stuff, you rise. Big challenges also rise. But if you need to run, run and come back. See, the trick in humanity, the trick in being a human being, and a successful human being, is it not failing? If you have an anxiety about failure, if you're anxious about failing and you don't want to fail, I mean, you're lessening your chances of success by worrying so much about failure. Don't worry about failure. You're going to fail. Assume you will fail, but get back up and do it again. Okay? If somebody hits you in the mouth, do you stay on the ground or do you get back up? If you stay on the ground, you're going to be defeated. You don't have to be. You can stand up. Whether your legs are shaking when you do, whether there's tears in your eyes when you do, whether your voice shakes and trembles when you do, stand up anyway. Sometimes run. When it's overwhelming you and you can't take it and you're going to slide into a full alarm bell goddamn panic and just completely shit the bed, run. Get away from that stimulus. Get away from it. But turn back eventually and reface it. give yourself some credit, but give yourself some grace. Okay, giving yourself grace is one of those things that we forget to do sometimes. We forget to focus on that sometimes. But you can't. You have to do it. That's what I did today. Even in eating, I went to a restaurant with some colleagues, and I didn't like it, so I didn't get much, and I didn't eat much. And then I'm like, well, I want to drive through somewhere. Well, I drove through somewhere, but then I got there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to stop here. I went there, and I put the $15 in my pocket, and I kept the money in my pocket. And I feel good, my gut feels good, my head feels good, I'm awake, I'm not sleepy, I'm not dopey, I'm not full of sugar and fat and salt and the rest of it, and I feel good about myself. That was my post, that was my goal. The brain says, well, you deserve, hey, fatty, you deserve this. You did good today. Reward yourself. You're not rewarding yourself, big boy. You have to remember that. You're keeping the signals to the alarm bells hot so your brain can always rev them up whenever they need to because your brain's freaked out. Well, you own your brain. It's in your head. It's your meat computer. Own the shit. Don't let it become infected with viruses and nonsense and bullshit. You fix it because it's yours. And that's what I did today. And I'm proud of myself for that. I think we sit down sometimes in front of our devices or our computers or our televisions, and we get a little bit lost. And sometimes when we take information from someplace else, sometimes when we act in a certain way, it's a problem, right? It's a problem when we do a lot of the things that we do, because the fact of the matter is we are inundated with things that don't matter so that people can extract wealth from us, and they can extract attention, which helps them extract wealth, and it eventually we will run out of that kind of attention, and it will be bad for us. It'll be negative for us, and we have to stand ourselves up and not do that. We have to not give in to that. And this is true for a lot of things and a lot of people, right? Because the fact of the matter is, we don't have time to spare, right? We don't. Time is still short. Life is long, right? But time is short. The years fly right past, but the days go by so slow. Some days longer than others. But if you're going to continue to grow and to be successful and live through failures, because you've lived through a bunch already. If you're hearing this right now, there's chances that you've lived through a bunch of failures, a bunch of bad shit. You know, whether it's an illness or a divorce or a breakup or a loss or a bankruptcy or whatever it is. You might be too young, you might be old enough, I don't know. Whatever you felt up to this point that's bad is still bad. That sucks. However, you've made it. You've already done it. You know what can work and what can't. You already know. You know what's possible. You know how successful you can be. So be that. Choose that. Decide to be. Right? Decide to be successful. Decide to live with failure and enjoy the process of work. Decide to enjoy it. Because when you do, it reroutes those alarm bells. It turns all of that stuff off. It makes anxiety not be a habit, but it's something that exists to tell you when you're truly in a bad situation instead of the manufactured bad situation. You see, in my estimation, and in my estimation only, we've made our lives so comfortable, so free, so almost carefree, that the stress that built our ancestors, and I don't mean, you know, Neanderthals, I mean, you know, 4, 5, 6 generations ago, the strength that built those people is gone. Because everything is easy. We don't have to, we just put our dishes in a box and dump some water in there or dump some liquid in there and push a button and they're clean in an hour or 2 hours. We don't have to do anything. We have a something that mops the floors for us, something that that sweeps the floor and then mops the floor for us. We have little robots that do everything. Everything is a labor-saving challenge, a device that keeps us from having to do X, Y, and Z. You know, we don't, everything from robot lawnmowers to pellet grills. It's like, why? What are you doing? What's the point of this? What happens when things are too easy is that the brain activates in the ways that it does because something must be happening. Excuse me. Something must be happening that we don't yet understand. And it gets the better of us. And we start to overthink, and then we start to act on that overthinking, and then soon the alarm bells are ringing, and now I'm anxious, now I'm scared, now I'm freaked out. But take a breath. Now, you can do different kinds of breathing. You can do Huberman's non-sleep deep rest. You can do yoga nidra. You can do all these. There's a million things you can do to get physiologically calm. And sometimes you just need that. You listen to a meditation app. You do some breathing. You do some deep breathing. You do some of those things, and that's good. You should do those things. It will help you. But to be continually going forward, moving yourself forward, you have to make different decisions and you have to have a system in place. So to review, what is your goal today? Have you not set one? Then do it. Set a goal right now. What are the priorities? So what's the priority in that goal? What's the big thing you want to do? Right? What are your objectives? So when I say objectives, it's a fixed thing. It's time-bound, it's realistic, it's doable. All these things are part of that objective. So what is the objectives? We'll talk about SMART objectives next, and next time I'm around. So this is the thing. What are the objectives? Right? So what do I need to do? What are the strategies I need to consider with the objectives that I have? Once you meet that, then you determine the tactics. So if the goal is to get exercise and the activity is running or walking, so what are my priorities? Go someplace where I can walk, go down to the gym, there's a treadmill, go over to the gym, there's a treadmill there. Or I can walk around the neighborhood, so strategies, is to, you know, make sure that I have all the right things that I need, and the, my headphones if I like that, and music to listen to, and good shoes and good clothes. So these are the, what are the strategies? Walk straight level ground, or do inclines, or do whatever it is, whatever it means to you. Go for that walk. And then the tactics. Get to the gym, make the decision to show up. Show up every day, show up every hour for yourself. Do it. Show up, start walking, walk a half a mile in one direction, half a mile in the other, and just go back in the house. And you've met your goal. Create a goal that you can meet every single day, a little at a time, right? Whether it takes you the morning, the entire afternoon, or the entire feckin' day, is immaterial. Create a goal that you want to meet, and then meet it. And do that every day for the next 10 days, and you will watch yourself turn around. Begin to turn around, because you're being successful. You are being good to yourself. Right? So, you, if you want to be successful, if you want to be positive, if you want to become more joyful, whatever that means, whatever that means, continue to do it, whatever it means for you. But meet the goal. Meet the goal every single day, and you will find that after you've done it a handful of times, you'll want to do it a handful more, and then more, and then more, and then more. The next thing you know, you're one goal meeting some bitch. You're knocking goals out of the park left and right. Hope, hope, hope. I ran my first marathon. If you're a runner, I beat my personal record. I beat my PR by, 10 pounds of lifting. So I did a 400 pound deadlift. Well, that's fantastic. Or, I did 500 kettlebells in one sitting, or kettlebell swings in one sitting, or whatever it is, have those goals be met as often as you can, and watch the magic happen. Watch the good happen. Watch the strength happen. Watch the joy happen. Because that's who is on the inside. Who is on the other side of all that success is that person that meets goals. And this is the first step uninstallation. You're uninstalling faulty alarm systems, uninstalling faulty alarms in your body, because your body has created faulty alarms because you've allowed it, and because society has a lot of pressure from the outside. So think of this as just pulling out some bad wires, pulling out some bad equipment, throwing it off to the side, and using the good stuff that you already have to create a scenario for yourself that will be beneficial. That's all you're doing. And that's how you begin to address the anxiety problem. Because you start to pick it apart and it goes away. It's amazing how much it goes away when it goes away, right? So, that's everything for right now. That's everything for today. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you very much for all your attention and for your time and for your feedback. I appreciate it, and I'm glad. I hope I can bring good things to you. I hope I have brought good things to you, and may I continue. And please, when you are out there, be excellent to yourself and be excellent to each other. Thank you for everything. Bye-bye.